Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Have you ever lost something on a train? Now, if you're a fan of the show, you'll know that my very own co-host, the wonderful Leanne Hanafin, she was recently reunited with her AirPods that fell onto a train track in a miraculous recovery operation. She dropped one AirPod onto the train tracks. She took a picture. She put it to her social media. She came in here on the show. She talked about it. And by the end of the show, the two lads who worked for Irish Rail or Éireann Road Éireann had actually come and gotten the AirPod and brought it right back to her, okay? But take a listen to this. Two ukuleles, a bag of spuds, a Christmas tree and an inflatable Jesus were among the items lost and found on Irish Rail services last year. First of all, the inflatable Jesus, that has to be a hen party or a stag do or something. Two ukuleles, well, listen, could have been part of the ukulele society. You never know. Irish Rail logged thousands of individual losses, including common items like mobiles, earphones, wallets, books, clothes, and so many much more. Like, I wonder, I was a DJ many, many years ago in clubs in town. And before we had USB keys, God, I sound old. But before we had all the bits and bobs, you could just take like two USB keys to DJ a gig. We used to have to take our CDs. And twice I lost every single CD known to man on public transport. Never got them back. And I kept thinking, like, it had my name emblazoned all over it. So if you're the person out there that has probably like 300 CDs in a big CD case, give it back, will you? I'm only messing, I don't need them now because we have our USBs. Kids were left without precious belongings, a soft dinosaur, a cuddly cat, a Spider-Man stuffed toy, some of the items left behind. Like, these are pricey bits. One person losing two bottles of Tom Ford and a Marc Jacobs purse. Some of them were not so expensive though. Like a fake Gucci handbag, that's also on the list. Have you ever lost something on Irish Rail? Have you ever lost something on public transport? You can drop me a WhatsApp voice note, 087-798-9898. And has there been anything that you've lost but you are too embarrassed to want to get it back? Because there is those things. There's definitely something like, if I lost, say I'm a drag performer, if I lost something from some of my drag bags, I definitely would not be asking for that back. I'd be like, ah, do you know what? Just leave it. Drop me a text or a WhatsApp voice note, 087-798-9898. I'd love to chat to somebody from Irish Rail about this, to have all the chats and what do they do with this stuff as well, because like if there's a MacBook there or a Marc Jacobs purse or Tom Ford aftershave, you wonder, is like Tom from marketing kind of going, I think I'll take that from home for myself.
Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.
This morning on the show, we've been talking about the fact of people who have lost things on trains and, you know, ukuleles, a bag of spuds, a Christmas tree, an inflatable Jesus. They are all on the list of lost and found items on Irish Rail services. And I did ask earlier on, I'd love to chat to somebody from Irish Rail. And I'm now joined by a man who knows all about lost items on trains. He's a corporate communications manager at Éireann Road Éireann. Barry Kenny is with me now. Good morning, Barry. How are you?
Well, I'm good. And you?
Not too bad. Thank you so much for taking the time to jump on. Listen, how often do things get left behind? I presume it's literally nearly every single train.
Oh, it is, more or less. And particularly, obviously, the longer distance ones, you know, where you've got tables, so people are leaving things down the tables or leaving things in the racks overhead or indeed under your seats, things like that. So, and, you know, it's fairly common that you have your standard items, be it your glasses, your umbrellas, mobile phones, things like that. But as you were saying at the top there, we get some unusual items as well.
Like ukuleles or a bag of spuds. Like, where's somebody going with a bag of spuds?
Well, you know what I mean? That's a fairly mainstay for a lot of people or whatever, you know. And, you know, we've got good storage on the trains. I've got to give the plug there for that.
Yeah.
For the fact that that's available too. Ukuleles, one ukulele is unfortunate. Two is careless. I don't know why it is that the two of them happen to be lost over the period of time.
I definitely said it. Whoever is a part of the Ukulele Association of wherever that was, there's two members who are down now. I know it is relatively easy to get back your things. Now, unfortunately, I don't know if you know the story, but Leanne Hanafin, my co-host, who's not here this morning, but she lost an AirPod on the tracks. And by the end of the show, there was somebody here with the AirPod.
Very good.
I presume you don't provide that service to everybody who loses something.
Not to everybody, whatever. And like, the interesting thing about it is that you'll have, obviously, those things that are like, you know, really significant, either kind of monetary value, and people are beside themselves kind of when they lose those. And obviously, if we find them, you want to get those things back as quickly as you can. Mm-hmm. But it's probably some of the more sentimental things. And kids' toys, that's a real one where, you know, you've got somebody who's very attached to a toy. Listen, I'm sure there's some adults that are holding on to their kids' toys still listening. So, you know, we'll obviously do our utmost in that situation to get things back as quickly as we can, because you want to stop those tears as quickly as you can.
100%. I once lost a makeup bag that went from Limerick Junction to Cork, Kent. And in fairness, somebody was going back the other way and I had it within 3 hours, I swear to God. But if somebody is looking for something to get back, what is the process? What's the best way? Because you panic. When you lose something, you go into complete panic mode. What, for you, is the best way to try and get something back, do you think?
Yeah, and you're thinking, right, where did I lose it, whatever. But if you're on a train, as I say, particularly if you're on one of the longer distance trains, there's probably two best sources. One, where does the train finish its journey? So you can check on our website contact details for those stations to go with them directly. And if they haven't got it, we do kind of collect things and then record them centrally. So we have a lost property log. If you email lostproperty@irishrail.ie, either it'll be logged there already, or with the details, we can check with the stations, with depots, you know, because sometimes if you're in the Dart, for example, it goes into the depot in Fairview or in Bray, and it may be at that point that it's checked in the evening as well. And say, if we have it, we'll make arrangements to get it back to you. And usually the easiest thing is for somebody to pick it up at the station, but obviously in some situations where that can't be done, we'll make arrangements with people directly.
Now, Barry, tell me this and tell me no more, right? Because I'm in the market for a brand new Marc Jacobs bag, and I know you have one of them. I'm only messing. But my biggest question here is, because I was one of the asked in the meeting this morning, was where did the items, what happens to the items if they don't get claimed back?
Yeah, well, we have, I suppose, kind of local arrangements with, you know, various kind of charity groups. Either if it is something that, let's say, they have a sales outlet that they can sell on, or if there's some sort of a value to them directly to use it. Otherwise, like, you know, some things just do get thrown out. I mean, and some things get thrown out for obvious reasons. I mean, that bag of spuds will go off eventually.
Yeah.
So we won't have it festering in the back of one of our offices as a result. I mean, we have had, I remember a previous one where somebody left a loaf of bread behind, and they came to the station about 6 weeks later looking for the loaf of bread, and I'm thinking, the loaf of bread could walk to you at this point.
And you're there thinking, you've had a lovely batch of toast there the couple of weeks back. Barry Kenny, Corporate Communications Manager, Éireann Mhéireann, thank you so much for joining us on 90 NFM.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.